I'm David Hooper, and this is Big Podcast Daily. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there was a new podcast that came out. Somebody told me about it. I was seeing a lot about it. There was a lot of hype around it. It was by a guy that I met about probably 15 years ago, and I knew he was the real deal. I knew he'd been in his market for a while, really sharp guy, an honest guy. He was somebody that I thought I could learn something from, so I got excited when I saw it, and I decided to download a few episodes. And here's my review of it. I thought he had great content. He was personable, he was knowledgeable, he was approachable. And the basic format he had down, this is the format that I talk about on here. He had the intro, he had the meat, he had the outro with a call to action, the beginning, the middle, and an end. So when people left the episode, they had a satisfying experience. They felt like they got their money's worth, they felt that it was worth their time, they had something to take action on, they learned something. And I liked it so much, I listened to the next one, and then it hit me. That next episode that I was listening to had the same outro and the same call to action as the first episode I'd listened to. Now, I'm not talking about the same basic stuff. That's fairly common. If you listen to this podcast, for example, I'm going to tell you to do the same thing. I'm going to tell you to subscribe to Big Podcast Daily. I'm going to tell you to go to my website, bigpodcast.com, and get on the newsletter. What this guy did was the exact same thing, literally. He had recorded it once, and he was adding it to the end of his podcast. What happens when people think they've already heard something? They ignore it, they skip it, and they totally miss your message. Plus, pre-recorded messages, they don't sound congruent. Your voice is different. Maybe you record in the morning. Maybe you record at night when you're tired. Maybe your voice is dry, you've got a cold. If you pop a pre-recorded message in an episode where you've recorded in one of these situations, you're going to sound completely different. Even if it's the same time of the day, you're in tip-top shape, it could still sound completely different. You've got different mic processing on it. There are a lot of things that make our voice sound different from day to day. So here's the big idea. Don't hurt your message by pre-recording. Show your listeners that you care enough to show up. If you want your podcast to be accepted by listeners, treated as something important, something valuable, you need to treat it as something important. You need to treat it as something valuable. I'm going to leave you with a quick story. This is somebody who always did it live. And that somebody was Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, when he was starting Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, if you're familiar with the show, you'll know at the very beginning there's a theme song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers sang that live every single time. His production people told him, no, you just need to do it once. We'll record it. We'll pop it into the front of every episode. And he said, no. This sets the intention for the show. People will know if it's a recording. I want people to know that I'm showing up fully for them, and I'm going to do it live every single time. And he did, every single episode. And I want you to do the same thing. Show up for your audience. Do it live. You're going to get comfortable with it. It's going to be the same basic content. Just rolls off your tongue. Kind of like what I'm about to say to you now. If you want more of these tips, you need to subscribe to this podcast. Big Podcast Daily, search for it. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. And also make sure you're on the newsletter. Go to bigpodcast.com, sign up for it. I'm not going to spam you. Just going to send you information on how to better connect with your audience, make impact, and get more listeners for your podcast. Thanks so much for listening to Big Podcast Daily. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode.